The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, I'm joined on the line now by Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for Culture, Communications and Sport and Fine Gael TD for Limerick County. Good morning, Minister.
Morning, Claire, and morning to your listeners.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Now, the Taoiseach has said that these ongoing fuel protests have gone far beyond the pale, that what is happening is not a fair form of protest. But do you agree that the army now needs to be called in to sort this out?
Yeah, look, I listened to the Taoiseach this morning on Radio 1, and to be honest about it, I think he's basically articulating what most of the people that are contacting my office are saying. You know, protest is a very important part of our democracy, and we value it in a constitutional democracy. There is a place for protest, but it's the manner in which protest is organised is where this thing has kind of gone awry in the last, especially in the last 24 hours. And it's why now that we have a situation where Irish Water have the chemicals needed for treatment of water blockaded in fines. We have a situation where animal feed stuff for chickens, pigs and cattle can't get in and out of fines. We have
Richard O'Donoghue said it to our reporter Josh Crosby in the last few minutes that that has been sorted out, that the chemicals and the animal feed will get through.
It hasn't, Claire. And just after coming from a meeting with Fines Port, and that's not the case.
Okay.
And we could have a situation very shortly where, because of the lack of chemicals for treating water, we could have a situation where the entire country could be put on a boil water notice. So look, you know, people have had, I suppose, the frustration is warranted, and I understand that. The government understands that too in relation to what's going on in Iran and the costs of fuel that have escalated all over Europe. But we now need to get normality back, and we need to get the representative organisations, the properly constituted representative organisations of farmers, hauliers, taxi drivers, bus drivers, employers, unions and everybody else to be allowed to discuss this with the government in an atmosphere where there isn't a threat hanging over people.
Can I just ask you about that? Because we had Billy Kelleher on the programme a little earlier, and he suggested that if these protesters could organise themselves so there were a couple of representative people who the government could speak to in an organised and calm way, that that might be a way forward here. Do you agree with that?
I don't, actually, to be honest about it, because, you know, we have a long history in this country of whether it is in relation to employee relationships, employers, union representation. We have well tried and tested organs in this country. When there's disputes between the government and farmers or employers or unions or whatever, there's a mechanism to deal with it. Mm-hmm. We heard this morning on Morning Ireland, one of the four names that, for instance, was put forward, a very well-meaning individual, I presume, in Dublin with regard to, you know, his position on the protest. But he made it very clear that he didn't know anything about what was going on in Whitegate, and he didn't know anything about what was going on in Fines, and he didn't know anything about what was going on in Galway. So here you have one of the four that's been put forward as a representative, you know, clearly not knowing what's going on. And in the meanwhile, I was on Waterford local radio there a while ago with Damien Tiernan, and they had a representative on with me from the Irish Road Haulage Association, who are clearly the representative organisation of hauliers all over the country, saying that, you know, the engagement with government has been positive.
Talking to them. They have no control over the people who are protesting.
Well, you see, this is the problem. I mean, this has been whipped up in many degrees by politicians and, you know, people on social media. And ordinary well-meaning people who are very frustrated, and I understand that, have got whipped up in this and are now out on the side of roads.
Okay.
And we don't know who the leaders of it are.
Can I ask you, do you support the army going in and lifting them out of it?
The government has made a decision, and of course I support it, because there's always been a situation in this country where you have an aid to civil power. But you cannot have a situation where, if people are out, I mean, the irony in this doesn't seem to be lost on anybody. We have a situation now where there's a run on our petrol stations. I know that there's petrol stations here in County Limerick already gone dry, and there's fuel in Fines Port that's not being allowed out, and people are protesting about the price of it. I mean, the irony of this shouldn't be lost on anybody. There's people trying to get to work. I know that there's people trying to get to St. Munchen's Hospital in the last couple of days, which is the maternity hospital for the Midwest. And it's a video that's circulating online. One of the organisers saying, well, if the people who want to get through to the hospitals and other appointments would make themselves known to the wardens, we'll decide whether they get through or not. Like, we live in a democracy, Claire, and the rule of law has to count for something.
Yeah.
I'm all for protest, and I have no problem with protest. But when a woman is expecting her child and wants to have that child delivered safely in St. Munchen's Hospital, nobody should determine whether she can or cannot get through the M7. And unfortunately, at the moment, that's where we're at.
Yeah, Michael Healy-Ray, Junior Minister in your own government. Sorry to cut across you here now, but I just want to be really clear on your position. Michael Healy-Ray says that the government didn't go far enough with the excise package of 250 million euro.
To be very clear, if you look across the European Union and look at the size of our economy and the size of our population, no other European Union country has done as much as we have done with regard to something that is entirely outside of our control.
There's no budge here from government. That's what you're telling me.
I'm telling you that the government stand ready to negotiate always with the farming organisations, which Martin Hayden will be doing tomorrow. The Minister for Transport is in constant dialogue with the IRHA, and the Taoiseach and Tánaiste, as leaders of the government, will also engage with the representative organisations. But when you have somebody on O'Connell Bridge who clearly says, I don't know what's going on in Whitegate, and I don't know what's going on in Galway, and I don't know what's going on in Fines, you can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't have a situation where Claire Byrne is being impeded to go to work. People have rights to protest, absolutely. But there's a hierarchy of rights as well.
What's your understanding of where the army will be deployed here? Is it just in Fines, in Galway Port, in Whitegate?
That's a matter for the guards in conjunction with the chief of staff. And, you know, I don't think ever a policing plan or a response to any kind of civil order has been discussed on the radio. But what I have seen already sent to me by WhatsApp is now you're seeing on the motorways frustrated people who are trying to get to work coming into altercations with people who are blocking the road. And I have seen, you know, footage sent to me of a person with a briar hook. Like, everybody has made their point now. It's now time for calm heads, it's time for dialogue, and it's time for people who are blocking the fuel, the feed. I mean, we have several hundred thousand chickens here in County Limerick that will wind up starving if they're not allowed to be fed in the next couple of days. Now, are the protesters and their political representatives going to say that those chickens are going to be euthanized? Because that's what we're facing. Like, this is getting very serious.
Well, the protesters won't move. You won't meet them. The government won't meet them. So what happens next?
The Taoiseach has already made it clear this morning that the aid to civil power is there. And there is a law in this country as well with regard to the Road Traffic Act and the, you know, the allowance of people to be able to block illegally terminals, illegally ports and illegally roadways.
So we're into the realm now of the army and the guards.
Just let me finish here. What I would hope, there's ordinary people who have been whipped into this, and I know the reason they've been they're desperately frustrated. The leaders of these people are invisible. No one knows who the actual leader is. So when somebody is brought to, you know, and the army and the civil authorities intervene in this, ultimately somebody will be brought before the courts. And I know that there are ordinary, decent people who are involved in this because they're worried about their livelihoods and their children's education and everything else. But do they really want a criminal record? Like, they're ordinary, decent people who have made a point and it's now time to go home and allow the representative organisations who are properly constituted to discuss with government what other measures can be brought forward.
So
ultimately, at the end of the day, people who whipped up all of this, they'll vanish. Claire Byrne doesn't know who they are. Patrick O'Donovan doesn't know who they are. They're all online. They'll vanish. And there's a few misfortunes around the country will be brought before the court.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you want? A criminal record?
So what you're saying is if you're protesting today, you run the risk of being arrested.
When the guards move in with an aid to civil power, which is the defence forces, we've already seen altercations between protesters and people trying to get to work. We don't want a situation where people who are protesting for a very legitimate reason, find themselves before the courts because someone whipped them into doing it. And when they were to be found, then they disappeared. Like, we've already had some politicians driving this on and saying it needs to be kept going and everything else. But, I'm not organising it now. Because if a food company or a food distribution company or an oil distribution company wishes to serve an injunction on somebody at the moment, there's no leader. So all the politicians that are, they've done very well. Some of them have, you know, got a couple of million views on their videos and everything else. But like at the end of the day, you cannot have a in a democracy, you have to have space for dialogue, and you can't have dialogue with people who clearly are not in charge of the protest. As that poor misfortunate man said this morning on Morning Ireland, I don't know what's going on down in Whitegate.
All right.
How
okay.
could you negotiate with somebody who doesn't know what's going on down in Whitegate?
Minister, we'll leave it there, but thank you for your time and we appreciate you joining us. That is Minister Patrick O'Donovan, and you heard it very clearly there. The government is not going to negotiate with protesters. He is fully supportive of the defence forces being engaged here, along with the Garda action that we heard about a little bit later on. And he is saying again very clearly that if you're protesting this morning, you run the risk of being arrested. What do you think? Get in touch with us. 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.